Good morning, everybody.
弟兄姐妹早安。
It is again a pleasure as usual to be with you today.
再次很荣幸来到我们当中。
And today we're going to be talking about a topic.
今天我们要讲的主题。
And the topic is called living in fear.
主题是说活在惧怕当中。
And we're going to talk a little bit about, you know what, do we as Christians still live in fear?
今天我们要谈的是为什么我们做一个基督徒还活在惧怕当中呢
？Because Romans chapter 8 is very clear.
因为在罗马书第八章里面讲得很清楚。
In verse 14 it says this.
在十四节这样说。
For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God.
因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back in fear.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕。
But you have received the spirit of adoption by sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father.
所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
See, but the problem is, I find that for my own life, as well as for many Christians that I know.
但是我发现在我自己的生活里，或是在很多基督徒的生命里，我都发现同一个问题。
As much as we claim to believe in God and the freedom of the gospel,
当我们宣称我们相信神，也相信那福音所传给我们带来的自由
，we continue to live in fear.
但是我们仍然继续的活在恐惧当中。
And this fear is not so simple.
这个恐惧不是一个很单纯的恐惧。
Because the fear actually stops us from fulfilling our purpose.
因为这个恐惧会让我们没有办法认识我们存在的目的。
And our purpose is what?
我们的目的是什么？
First and foremost, to glorify God.
我们存在的目的最重要的是要荣耀神。
And then to bring others to also glorify God.
然后我们也带领别人一起来荣耀神。
But let me explain what I mean.
让我来解释我所说的。
But before that, let's pray.
在这之前，让我们先一起来祷告。
Dear Lord God, we want to thank you for this morning.
亲爱的天父，我们要为今天早上来献上感谢。
We thank you for giving us a place where we can just listen and read your word.
我们感谢你赐给我们一个地方，让我们可以在这里听你的话，读你的话语。
And this privilege allows us to be able to freely consider who you are.
这一个权利让我们能够真正想到你是一位怎么样的神。
And during this time, we also pray for those who don't have that privilege.
在这段时间，我们也特别要为还没有享受到这样权利的这群人来祷告。
For those who have difficulty finding meeting places to read your word and to pray together.
我们为那些他们没有办法找到一个地方能够来聆听你的话、读你的话的人来祷告。
We pray that you would give them a place so that they may grow closer to you.
我们祷告你可以赐给他们一个地方，让他们在那里能够来亲近你。
And also to banish the spirit of fear from them while they follow you.
也帮助他们能够有神的灵来引导他们跟从你。
And we thank you for this time.
我们为这段时间献上感谢。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿门。
You see, in the news, I sometimes follow Christian news a little bit.
在新闻里，我常常都会读一些基督徒的新闻。
And there were three very interesting things that happened just within about 6 months.
在这半年之内，有三件很有意思的事情发生。
The first was a man who wrote a book.
第一件事情是有一个人写了一本书。
A book called "I Kissed Dating Goodbye."
这个人说我跟
dating, like basically,
分手
don't date.、Yeah.
我跟分手说再见。
跟约会说再见。
Yeah,
that's a good way to put it. I guess that's the title of the book too, right? Now this guy, Joshua Harris, when he was early 20s, he wrote a book about how you're not supposed to date, you're supposed to court.
在这个年写这本书的年轻人，在他二十多岁出头的时候呢，他说：“你不应该要约会，你是应该要交往。”
And he wrote this book while never having dated before.
他在自己都还没有约会之前呢，写了这样一本书。
But the church at that time took this and said, "This is what we want our kids to do."
而教会在那时候觉得这本书写得很好，觉得说是年轻人应该要跟着这本书做的。
So boys go to the left, girls go to the right.
所以呢，男生你们应该要坐在左边，女生要坐在右边。
No dating, only courtship.
你们不能约会，是要彼此认识，要交往。
Maybe in Chinese communities, I'll find your wife for you. It's okay, relax.
在我们中国的社会里面的意思就是说，我会来帮你找你的太太。
And so he taught an entire generation that guys couldn't talk to girls, really.
他认为说男生不应该跟女生说话的。
Well, not even just not talk, but they should not have anything that will create that sort of tension of a relationship.
不只是讲到说他们不应该说话，而且说他们不应该在他们中间制造一种紧张的情绪或是关系。
And so churches love that because we don't want problems between guys and girls in youth group.
因为教会不喜欢在青少年当中有男女的问题，所以教会觉得这本书写得很好。
And so then there was a generation of men and women in church who could barely know how to talk to each other.
所以呢，在这样情况下，在教会里面，男的跟女的都不太敢彼此说话了。
That may not be, have been his intent, but that is what happened.
那这个并不是这个人写这本书的意义跟他的意思，但是呢，结果却是变成这样子。
But recently,
但最近。
The first thing that he said,
他又说了一件事情
was first, I'm sorry, but my wife and I are divorcing.
他说，首先我很抱歉，我跟我的太太离婚了。
I am sorry for the things I wrote in my book.
我对我在书上所写的一切感到抱歉。
And then later on, a couple months later,
几个月后
he said, I am no longer a Christian.
他又说了，我现在已经不是基督徒了。
That's the first story.
这是第一件事。
Second, more recently,
第二件最近发生的事。
Who here knows Hillsong?
大家知道，
Hillsong， 中文不知道怎么讲。
一种一个敬拜团体，他们的音乐。
Yeah. And they're very, very famous as for English songs, obviously.
这个敬拜团体他们在写英文诗歌这方面是很受欢迎的。
One of the men who wrote a good amount of songs.
这个敬拜团体里面有一个人，有一个男的，他写了很多的诗歌。
He came out recently and said, "I no longer believe what I used to believe."
他最近出来说，我不再相信我过去所相信的事。
And his excuse was, "How can there be so much hypocrisy? Why hasn't God done anything? How come there's so much evil?"
他的原因是说，为什么在基督徒当中有那么多假冒为善的事情，有那么多邪恶的事发生呢
？And so I no longer believe.
所以我不再相信了。
That's two.
这是第二件事情。
A third one.
第三件事。
There was a guy who was the head of an operation within the Christian community called conversion therapy.
有一个人他在基督徒当中成立了一个组织，是要帮助人能够来改信的这样的一个医治。
Yeah, but this conversion therapy was specific for homosexuality.
他是特别针对这些同性的人，要帮助他们来悔改，来回转他们的信仰。
And that his intent was to change their hearts or the spirit, but the actual program was a high pressure. If you're gay, they pressure you at this camp until you confess that you're not gay.
本来这个组织的原来的意思是要帮助这些人，可是变成却对那些同性的人呢造成很大的压力。就是当他们来参加这个营会的时候，他们就是给你压力，一直到你改变你自己不再是同性恋的人了。
And recently, within the last couple of weeks,
最近几个礼拜
，he came out,
他出来了
，and he said this,
他说这样一件事
，I no longer believe what I did before,
我不再相信我过去所做的那些事了
，I am now gay,
因为我现在自己是一个同性恋者。
How ironic.
多么讽刺呢?
You see, Christians have a tendency to live in fear.
我们从这里看见我们基督徒有一个倾向就是我们会活在恐惧当中。
We are scared of anything that could potentially be sin.
我们对那些可能会成为是罪的事情我们都是很惧怕的。
And so we live with the idea that we need to just run away or protect or build walls against sin.
所以我们活在这样的一个思想里面，就是我们要逃避，我们要走开，要把自己筑一道墙来抵挡这些罪。
But now, I'm not saying that's necessarily bad.
我并不是说这个是不对的。
But is that the way that God calls us to live?
但是这种方式是神呼召我们来生活的方式吗？
You see, let's think very, very carefully.
我们看有一件事情是很重要的。
Salvation is very clear about what it grants us.
救恩对于他所可以给我们的事情是很清楚的。
And it grants us a spirit of freedom.
救恩所给我们的是一个自由的灵。
But then how do we reconcile the spirit of freedom with the sin that is happening in the world and culture?
但是我们怎么样来看这个自由的灵给我们，然后来面对这个世界上所充满的这些罪恶呢？
See, it sounds like it's contradictory.
看起来这两项是对立的。
It sounds like we should live this kind of, hey, no sin, no sin, no sin.
听起来好像我们应该活在这种没有罪恶的环境里。
But is that the case?
但是事情，实际情况并不是这样子。
You see, what is interesting about Christianity is that many times we fear sin more than we love God.
我们来看我们的基督信仰，很多时候我们对罪恶的惧怕比我们对神的敬畏还胜过。
But we need to,
对神的爱胜过神的爱。
But we need to start considering whether God, our love of God, truly should be less than our fear of sin.
那我们要来想说，对神的爱，我们是应该来胜过我们对这个罪的恐惧才对的。
Because the difficulty for a Christian, is that we are given the task of holiness, but holiness without fear.
我们做一个基督徒，神要给我们的是让我们能够活出一个圣洁，但是我们要活出这个圣洁是没有恐惧的。
How do we do that?
那我们怎样才能做到呢？
Because we as Christians typically will like to just avoid and protect against sin that is everywhere.
因为当我们成为基督徒以后，我们想要做的好像就是要来逃避，要来不要跟罪有任何的关系。
So then, when we make decisions, we say, well, is that sinful or is it not?
所以我们常常做这样一个决定，这件事情是跟罪有关的，或是没有。
And if we see sin elsewhere, we become disgusted. We say, oh my gosh, their people are sinners.
那当我们看到这件事情是跟罪有关系，我们就会非常厌恶，说哦，这群人是跟罪有关系的人。
But then the trouble is, if those are sinners and we are supposed to bring them to God, but we destroy them or remove them from our presence, how do we bring people then to God?
问题是，如果这群人是罪人，我们应该是要把福音带给他们，把他们带到神面前。可是如果当我们拒绝他们、厌恶他们的时候，我们怎么样帮助他们呢？
You see, the life of a Christian is very clearly different from the life of a Pharisee.
我们要知道基督徒的生命是跟法利赛人的生命是非常不一样的。
And we have to start thinking, is our Christianity pharisaical or is it Christ-like?
我们要来思想今天我们所信的基督信仰是像那个假冒为善的法利赛人，还是像基督这样子的一个信仰。
Because for me personally, my entire life has been more like a Pharisee and less like Christ, if I'm honest.
如果我自己很诚实的来看我自己，我觉得我的生活里面很多都是像那些假冒为善的法利赛人，而比较少像主耶稣的样式。
And so I've never drank.
虽然我过去我从不喝酒。
Like not a drop of alcohol.
我不喝酒。
I've never smoked.
我不抽烟。
Except for secondhand.
除了我吸到二手烟以外。
I actually didn't start even trying to date until I was close to 30.
我甚至都没有试着要去约会，一直到我30岁的时候。
And so all of these things, my parents didn't even let me listen to rock music when I was younger.
当我年轻的时候，我父母甚至不让我听摇滚音乐。
And so all of these things built up this, oh,fear sin, fear sin, fear sin.
所以这些事情都让我来建立一个习惯，就是说我要恐惧，对那些有罪的事情我都要拒绝害怕。
And there's a certain amount of pride when I tell you that.
而在我心里面慢慢就有这样的一个骄傲。
Because I've not met many Christians who have never drank before.
我事实上并没有遇见很多基督徒，他们是从来不喝酒的。
So they always ask me, oh, so why did you choose not to drink? Is it a religious reason?
所以常常有人问我说，为什么你选择不喝酒呢？是为了宗教原因吗？
I do my humble talk. I say, no, 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 it's just by choice.
我都会很谦卑地说，不是，是我自己的选择。
And inside I'm like, see God, this is pretty good, right?
那我心里面都会说，神，你看我是不错的。
And so therefore I give you glory because I'm not drinking.
神啊，我给你荣耀，因为我是不喝酒的。
You see...That example from my life is exactly, I think, how many of us live in our own lives.
我想我刚刚所举的例子，可能我们当中很多人也是生活在这样的一个情况。
We are proud of the fact that we do not sin like others.
我们对自己可能感到骄傲，因为我们不像别人这样子的犯罪。
We are proud of the fact that our kids don't act out like other people's kids.
我们自己可能对自己感到骄傲，因为我们所培养出来的孩子不像别人家的孩子。
But if we were to look in Scripture, that is not what the Bible is trying to tell us.
但是如果我们来看圣经，这并不是圣经所要教导我们的。
Because there are two sides of this coin.
因为这是钱币的两面。
You have one side, you got Daniel and his friends, right?
在这个一面，我们看到是但旧约的但尼尔。
We don't want meat from the sacrifice of the idols.
但以理跟他的朋友说，我们不吃那些拜过偶像的肉。
Give us vegetables and water.
给我们青菜跟水就好了。
But then in the New Testament,
但是在圣经的新约里面，
if meat's been sacrificed to idols, it's okay. It's just meat.
如果这些肉是敬拜过那些偶像的，没有关系，它只是个肉而已。
Only those who are weak will consider that. For the conscience of others, it's okay. It's not too bad unless it's for the conscience of others.
只有那些心里很软弱的人就会觉得说这个不行，其实是没有关系的。
And so how do you reconcile the two?
所以你怎么样来看这两样事情呢？
Is God different from the Old to the New Testament?
是旧约跟新约的神不一样吗？
Is the Old Testament God requiring the, his chosen peopleTo be fearful?
是旧约的神对他的选民要求更多吗？
Or is it that the New Testament God is now you can do whatever you want?
而是新约的神说现在你想要怎么做都可以。
You see, that is a problem we have Christians run into.
所以我们可以看见这是我们做一个基督徒常常会碰到的问题。
But if we read scripture, let's break it down the passage.
但是如果我们来看今天的经文的话
Romans chapter 8, I'm going to start in verse 12.
罗马书第八章我要从第十二节开始。
And so if you guys, I'll give you a moment to turn in your Bibles or your phones if you have them.
如果你有圣经的话或是手机上面有圣经你可以现在把它打开到罗马书第八章。
And we're going to do 12 to 17.
我们要从十二节一直到十七节。
Let's read verse 12.
我们现在来读十二节。
So then, brothers, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh.
弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，去顺从肉体活着。
For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
The first step to living without fear
要活出没有恐惧这样的生活第一个步骤
is to understand that we are debtors regardless
我们要明白我们是欠着肉体的债的
But there is a difference between a debtor of the flesh versus a debtor to God
但是这中间有一个分别就是我们是欠肉体的债还是欠神的债
And it says here if you live according to the fleshYou will die.
这里说，你如果是顺着肉体的活，你就必要死。
And that's easy to understand as Christians, right?
作为一个基督徒，我们很容易明白这个意思。
We assume that, okay, if I don't murder, I don't lie, I don't commit adultery, I don't blaspheme against God, then I'm okay.
我们就想说，十诫里面所说的，我不杀人，我不犯奸淫，我不偷窃，那我就不错了。
But the reality is, do you know what else is fleshly?
但是在事实上还有一些其他的
pride
骄傲
arrogance
自大
thoughts in your mind
你在你的脑里面所想的
lust of the eyes
你眼目的情欲
adultery of the heart
在你心里的欲念
murder within the heart
你是用你的心去谋杀
blaspheme with our lives
你在你的心里生命里面去污秽神
you seeWhen we think about flesh,
当我们想到肉体,
we cannot think about the quote-unquote bad sins.
我们不是单单想到我们所谓的罪。
It is all of sin.
其实是所有跟罪有关系的。
No matter how small you think it is,
不管你认为这个东西是有多小,
to how big you think it is,
或是有多大,
if you are continuing to live in fear,
如果你继续活在恐惧中
It's because sin still resides within us.
那就是因为罪仍然在我们的身体里。
You see, these three people They came out with very, very good purpose.
我们刚提到三个人，他们一开始都是有很好的意思的。
They were trying to do what was right.
他们都是想做一些对的事情。
And they were trying to kill off the desires of the flesh.
他们都是想要除去那一些肉体情欲的事情。
And when you kill off the desires of the flesh, then it makes you holy.
那当你把肉体情欲的一些事情除去以后，你就会圣洁。
But let's think very carefully.
但是我们要很小心。
What makes us holy as believers?
是什么东西能够让我们成为圣洁呢？
Is it our actions?
是我们的行为吗？
Or is it God?
还是神？
Because we always assume that our actions is what defines our holiness.
我们常常以为我们所行出来的可以来决定我们是否圣洁。
Without realizing that our actions are fleshly.
但是我没有想到我们所行的其实是从我们的肉体出来的。
Because scripture is clear, by grace you have been saved, right?
因为圣经里面很清楚地说我们是因这恩典而被救的，得救的。
It is not of your own works.
那并不是我们自己的行为。
It is a gift of God.
那是神的恩赐。
And so if holiness is truly from God, then what makes us think that our actions make us holy?
所以那个圣洁是只有神可以给我们的。那我们为什么会去想说我们所做的事情可以让我们变成圣洁呢？
You see, this is the problem with living in fear.
这个就是一个我们会活在恐惧中的问题了。
Especially as a Christian.
特别是做一个基督徒。
You see, I'm married with a kid now.
你知道我结婚了，我现在有孩子了。
And baby Ellie, who's almost 11 months old.
我的女儿 Ellie 现在差不多11个月了。
She's super cute.
她非常的可爱。
She's got four little teeth on the bottom.
她已经在下面有四颗牙齿
了。Two little teeth on top.
上面有两颗牙齿。
She drools everywhere.
她常常流口水。
But the problem is she likes to touch everything.
问题是她常常什么东西都要去摸。
Oh man, like, do you know what? Like, we put her on the ground to let her start crawling around the house.
我们现在开始把她放在地上，让她在家里到处爬。
You can have toys, you can have books, you can have anything.
在地上可能会有玩具，会有书，会有很多东西。
But the first thing she wants to do,
第一件事情她喜欢做的事
is play with the outlet.
就是跟那些插头去玩那些插头。
She sees a little hole, 她想抠一抠嘛。Like, I don't understand.
她看到那个插头有洞，她就想去抠。我不明白为什么她喜欢做。
There's toys, there's all these things that I bought you, Ellie.
在地上有我为你买的玩具书，很多东西。
Baby Einstein classical music toy.
有那个爱因斯坦让你变聪明的音乐。
There's baby ABC's encyclopedia.
有让你能够学 ABC 的那一些百科全书。
There is a plushy sushi cat.
这里有一个很可爱的小猫，玩具猫。
First thing you want to do is crawl to the outlet and poke it.
但是第一件事情，你最喜欢做的就是爬到插头那地方去勾那个洞。
But the issue is not her, right?
但是问题其实不在她身上。
She's naturally inclined towards those things.
她自己是很自然的会倾向去
玩那些事情。But how I react is very different.
但是我们的反应是可以造成不同的。
Because I can do a couple things.
我可以做不同的事情。
Right? I can build a little fence.
我可以围一个围墙
，and just put her inside，
把她放在那中间。
But you're staying there until you're 25。
然后我就说，你就待在这个里面，等到你25岁。
That way you'll never come in contact with boys or sin or anything of the sort。
这样的话，你就不会有机会去接触到男人、男的，或是一些跟罪恶有关系的事。
And then you definitely won't be able to touch the outlet。
那当然，你一定碰不到那个插头了。
And so you're safe。
所以你就很安全。
Let me ask you。
让我问你。
If she grew up like that,
如果她是这样的在成长
would I go to jail?
我会不会被送到监狱去
And more importantly, would she grow up a normal human being?
更重要的是她会很正常的成长吗
You see, it sounds ridiculous when I tell you that I want to put my daughter in a cage to protect her from the rest of the world.
你们大家会觉得很可笑当我告诉你说我要把我的女儿放在一个笼子里面来保护她
But that is what we do.With our spiritual lives.
但是事实上，这个都是我们对我们自己属灵的生命所做的事。
We say as long as we don't come in contact or have to deal with anything in this world, we are safe.
我们自己想说，我只要不跟这个世界有任何的接触，我把自己 围起来，我就很安全。
So we say yes, of course. Verse 13 says, "Put to death the deeds of the body, and you will live."
所以这里十三节就讲到说，我们致死身体的恶行，我们就必要活。
But that's not the whole sentence.
但是这并不是整个完整的句子。
Because the clear sentence says this.
完整的句子是这样说。
But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body.
若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
There's a huge difference there, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，这里有一个很大的差别。
These three people I talked about,
我刚刚谈到的那三个人，
they tried to put to death the deeds of the body.
他们都是想要致死身体恶行的。
But what they lacked was putting to death the deeds of the body by what? The Spirit.
但他们所缺乏的是靠着圣灵去致死身体的恶行。
Because if we were to live sinless lives without the Spirit, we are still sinful.
如果我们想要过一个没有罪的生活，但是却不是靠着圣灵的话，我们仍然是有罪的。
Because holiness and righteousness comes from the Spirit.
因为圣洁跟公义是从圣灵来的。
It comes from God.Down to us.
是从神而来的。
Not because we are ourselves righteous or holy.
并不是我们自己的圣洁跟自己的公义。
But rather it is gifted to us and given to us.
而这个其实是一个从神来的恩赐。
You see, there is, there is a sense that we are able to conquer our own sins.
我们可能都会觉得说，我们自己是可以来战胜我们的罪的。
But when they talk about killing the deeds of the body by the Spirit, it means that the Spirit inside has to change.
但是当圣经里面讲到说是借着圣灵致死身体的恶行，那是讲到住在我们心里面的圣灵。
We can try as hard as we want to physically control ourselves, to control our lives, and to control the things around us.
我们可以非常努力的来控制我们自己，或是控制我们身体所要做的任何事。
But in the end, what always happens?
但是最后会发生什么呢
？We always sin.
我们还是犯罪。
Sin is an addiction.
犯罪是一种，
怎么讲？
瘾。
We always naturally, with our own selves, want to sin.
我们很自然的，我们自己就是会想要犯罪，那是一个上瘾的情形。
And the reason is because we have not put to death the sin through the Spirit.
因为这个问题症结就是在于我们并没有靠着圣灵要来致死我们身体上面的恶行。
And there's a story that my dad gave one time.
我的爸爸说过一个故事。
He said that there was a small village.
在一个小村庄里。
And in this village was this little old lady.
在这个小村庄 里有一个老年人。
And her husband had died many years ago.
这位妇人的丈夫死了很多年。
But she had a small piece of land.
她自己有一块土地。
And she used to plant vegetables.
她常常在她的她以前是在种菜的。
And so every morning she would take some vegetables.
每天早上她都把一些菜。
And then she would put it in a bag.
然后就背在她的背上。
And then she would walk into town to sell.
然后就走到城里去卖。
And so her next door neighbor was actually a bus driver.
他的邻居是一个司机。
And so each morning he would get in his bus and he would drive to town to start work.
他的邻居每个早上起来都开着车就到城里面去工作。
And every so often he would see her and he'd say, "Why don't you, old lady? Why don't you come on the bus so I can take you to town?"
常常他都会看到他的邻居那位老妇人，就跟他说：“你上我的车，我可以带你进城去。
”And she said, "Oh no, it's okay. I don't want to bother you."
那老妇人说：“哦，没关系，我不想麻烦你。”
And so each day this would happen.
每一天这样的情形都发生。
And one day, it was a little rainy out.
有一天下了雨。
And the bus driver came out and started driving towards town.
那个邻居司机开着车要去进城。
And she saw the old lady with a large bag as usual.
她看着这个老妇人像平常一样背着一个大袋子。
But she was limping a little bit.
那但他那天有一点好像跛脚的样子。
And so he opened the door and said, "Old lady, are you okay?"
他就打开了门问说：“老夫人，你还好吗？”
She said, "Oh no, I'm fine. It's okay."
好，那个老夫人说：“没事，没事。”
And he said, "Well, at the speed that you're walking, the market's going to be closed by the time you get there.
那邻居跟他说，你这样走路的速度，等到你走到城里面，那个市场可能都关了。
Just come into the bus. Don't worry. I didn't even start work yet. I'm going that direction anyway.
然后就邀请他说，你就上我的车，你不用担心，我反正就是要进城去。
A lot of back and forth. Like you should come on the bus. No, I don't want to bother you. You should come on the bus. No, I don't want to bother. Finally, she relented and got on the bus.
他们两个人就这样子。司机邀请他上去，然后老夫人说：“不要，我不好意思。”就这样一来一回，好一阵子，终于老夫人答应上了车了。
And so they began to drive, and she came on the bus.
然后，老夫人上了车，司机就开了。
And so as the bus driver is driving, he looks in the back, the rearview mirror.
当这个邻居开着车，然后他看着后视镜的时候
，The old lady was standing on the bus holding the bar.
那个老夫人还站在他的车上。
She had her bag on her back.
她还是背着她的袋子。
And as the bus rumbled on, she just stood there.
然后当这个车子颠簸着开着，她还是站在那里。
So the bus driver said, "Old lady, just have a seat. Don't worry, it's okay."
这个司机就说：“老夫人，你坐下来，不用担心。
”And she said, "Oh well, I don't want to trouble you. Since you've already picked me up, I at least can carry my own bag."
那个老夫人说：“我不想麻烦你，你已经让我上车了，至少我背着自己的袋子吧。
”Let me ask you, why did some people laugh?
为什么有一些人会笑呢
？Who's carrying the bag in reality？
谁是在这个现实的情况下还真的背着自己的袋子呢
？The bus，
是这个车子。
She could be sitting down, laying down with her bag, without her bag. The weight is the same.
她在这车上，不管她是坐着还是站着，背着袋子不背着袋子，这个车子承载的重量是一样的。
But yet in her heart, she thought, I should carry my own bag.Because this person has already helped me with the bus.
但是这个老夫人心里面却想说，这个司机已经很好了，让我上了车，至少我还背着我自己的袋子，不要再麻烦他了。
Brothers and sisters, that is what it means to live in fear.
弟兄姐妹，这个就是我今天要说的，活在恐惧中的意思。
It has nothing to do with the intense sins that we always like to talk about.
其实这个跟我们平常在讲说有一些我们会犯的罪不没有关系的。
But if God has already taken us.And is already carried the weight of our sin. What makes us think that us carrying this sin makes a difference?
如果神已经赦免我们了，而且已经把我们的罪背在他自己的身上了，为什么我们还会认为说我们的罪我们自己应该还要担着呢？
Think about that.
想一想。
When we live in fear of everything that is around us, whether the culture is, you know, more liberal or like, you know, there's a lot of problems or persecution.And we fear that internally.
当我们活在一个文化里面充满各样的问题，可能有文化上的问题，有政治各样的问题，但是我们心里面所想的
，then we do not understand the gospel.
那我们心里认为说这一些我们要自己去面对去处理，那我们还没有真正明白福音的。
We do not. We are in the same situation as the old woman.
我们就是跟刚刚故事里面那个老妇人活在一个情况里面。
We still think that with God's and Christ's sacrifice, that we must still bear our sin.
我们好像就认为说，基督已经为我们牺牲了，神已经为我们做了很多事情了，我们认为自己还应该要再做一些事情。
Because talking about putting to death the works of the body with the spirit is easy to say.
我们很容易可以说哦，我们要借着圣灵来治死身体的恶行。
But if we continue to read verse 14.
但是如果我们继续来读十四节
it says, For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons and daughters of God.
因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子
For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕
But you have received the spirit of adoption as sons by whom we cry Abba Father.
所受的乃是儿子的心因此我们呼叫阿爸父
The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
And if children, then heirs.
既是儿女，便是后嗣。
Heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ.
就是神的后嗣和基督同作后嗣。
Let's stop there for a moment.
让我们先停在这里。
You see, the killing of the fleshly deeds with the Spirit means that the Spirit must be different.
当我们讲到说借着圣灵。来制止身体的恶行，这个圣灵应该是一个不一样的圣灵。
But you have to realize that biblically, that means not that we're using external power.
但是我们从圣经里面我们明白这个并不是说我们要用借由外力
Because you have to, all other religions use external power, right?
很多的宗教都是说你有一个外面的力量
Oh, you know, you use God or you use Buddha, you use something from outside to help you.
你从外面来寻找力量帮助你像是佛啦像是各样的神啊来帮助你
But when he says that you have been given the Spirit, it means the Spirit lives within us.
但是在圣经里面讲到说圣灵赐给你这个赐给你的圣灵是活在我们里面的
Because if it does not live within you, then it cannot change you.
因为如果圣灵并没有住在我们里面他就没有办法帮助我们
Because the Spirit is very, very clear. When they use the word Spirit here in Romans chapter 8, it's very clear what it is.
当罗马书第八章这里讲到圣灵的话很清楚地讲到一件事
For you did not receive the spirit of slavery,
因为你所领受的并不是奴仆的心
You have received the spirit of adoption,
你领受的是儿子的心
Then the Spirit, capital S, the Holy Spirit himself, bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
而这一个心就是神所给我们的圣灵这个圣灵跟我们一起同证我们是神的儿子
See, they say that word over and over and over, spirit, 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 spirit.
在这段经文里面不断地提到圣灵以及心
But what it's talking about is that the spirit must be internalized within our own lives.
但这里最主要讲的是说这一个灵是在我们里面的是我们要自己内化的
And when it has internalized, then and only then,Can you kill the works of the flesh?
当我们自己的内心被圣灵转化了，在那个时候，我们才有办法去制止身体的恶行。
And that killing of the works of the flesh then leads to this.
那当我们能够制止身体的恶行，就带来下面的结果。
The proof in the second half of verse 17.
在十七节的后面。
Provided we suffer with him, in order that we may also be what?Glorified with him.
如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
You see, when you've changed internally, then and only then are you truly a believer.
我们要知道，只有当我们里面内心真正的转变、改变了，我们才是一个真实的信徒。
Because let's talk about the gospel for a moment, right?
那我们现在来谈一下福音。
Do you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
你接受耶稣基督做你的救主吗
That died upon the cross for your sins.
他为你的罪死在十架上。
How's that sound?
这个听起来怎么样
It's good, but it's missing.
很好，但是缺了有一些东西。
Because without resurrection, it means you've only had your sins paid for, and that's it.
因为这里没有谈到复活，如果没有复活的话，你的罪只是被代偿了而已。
Because the resurrected Christ means that sin is no longer here,And the Holy Spirit has now come down.
因为当耶稣基督复活以后，就表示那个罪已经在他身上没有任何的权柄了。
See, a lot of times we like to stop before understanding the resurrection and the Holy Spirit.
很多时候我们在讲福音的时候，都停在讲到复活以及圣灵那个地方。
Because we say, "Oh, it's good enough. You already saved me from my sins."
我们都想要说，哦，我们的罪被赦免了，很好。
And then now it's my turn to struggle against sin.
那我们罪被赦免了，现在是我们自己开始要来努力，要来抵挡罪了。
You see, then you start living in fear.
那这样子，我们就会开始活在恐惧当中。
You say, "Oh, we don't want premarital sex between our teenagers or our young professionals or whatever it is."
我们不想在青少年时候或是在年轻的时候就有了性关系。
So we write a book to separate them.
所以我们写了一本书，告诉他们不应该这样做。
Don't touch one another ever.
不要彼此接触。
Or we say, oh, you're dealing with, you know, homosexuality, so let me change your mind by pressure.
那或是说我们讲说我们要脱离同性恋，所以让我来改变你的思想，我来给你压力。
Or we say we need to lead people in worship, so we need an awesome band and very, very eloquent songs.
那我们想说我们要带弟兄姐妹来敬拜，所以我们要有一个很好的敬拜团，然后有带很好的诗歌。
Professional level.
是要有职业水平的
Just like all the other concerts.
就像我们在音乐会里面听到的那样的水平
And then one by one, you fall.
一个一个的我们都失败了
Because the Spirit of God is not in any of those three things.
因为神的灵并没有在我们当中来做我们刚提的那些事情
See, it's something funny about sin, right?
我们讲到罪有一些
I'm not even going to use sin. I'll use You know, it's something funny about our flesh.
我在这里我不要用罪，我说我们的肉体有一些有意思的事。
So I was a single guy for a long time.
我独身了很久一段时间。
And when you're a single guy, you obviously notice a lot of the opposite gender.
当你还是独身的时候，很显然你会去注意那些异性。
So most of the conversations in like if you're like a small group or a retreat is always about, oh, who do you like? Who do you like? Who's pretty? Who do you think's prettiest?
所以当你跟一群人在一起的时候，常常你们的对话都是说你喜欢谁呀？谁是长得很漂亮啊
？And that happened in Taiwan missions too.
那个当我去台湾短宣的时候，也发生这样的事。
It's funny because we pretend we can't speak or understand Mandarin for the first 4 days.
当我们去台湾短宣的时候呢，我们都故意假装我们听不懂中文，在刚开始几天。
We don't lie to them. We just pretend. Like we just say, huh?
我们都假装我们听不懂，都说 huh?
And so you hear a lot of interesting conversations.
那因为他们以为你听不懂，所以你就会听到一些有意思的对话。
And for these junior hires and high schoolers, I was like.Oh, 哪个老师最好看最帅 like which teacher is the best looking? Which female teacher is the prettiest? And you hear this conversation everywhere. It's really funny.
在台湾的时候，你常常都会听到这样的对话，很好玩的。
And then that's natural.
那很自然的。
It's okay.
这还好吧。
Still kind of fleshly, right?
这个是还是跟这个肉体有关系。
But then talk to any husband.
但是我们听到一些他们讲到他们的丈夫的事。
If it continues after you're married, how much trouble are you in?
他们都讲到说，如果你在婚姻继续下去的话，你的婚姻，你遇到多少的困难麻烦
？Even when it comes to supermodels or like TV stars,
甚至是那些影星或是电视明星。
And I'm sitting with Lucy, and we're watching a TV show.
我跟 Lucy 坐在一起在看电视。
I'm like, oh, she's really pretty.
然后说，哦，那个很漂亮。
啊？
他说，哈
？Prettier than me?
然后那个律师说：“比我还漂亮吗、
oh, ？”No.
那我就说：“哦，没有，没有，没有。
”Of course not, honey. You're the most beautiful in the entire universe.
我就对我太太说：“你是整个世界最美丽的女人了。
”And you see the perspective changes because the relationship has changed.
我会看到说，因为这个关系的改变，会让我们的思想看法也改变。
The heart and the spirit of who I am has changed now that I am married.
我的心。跟我的思想都会改变，因为我现在已经结婚了。
It's not just because of the covenant or promise.
这个并不是
covenant or promise.
这并不是因为我跟我妻子在结婚的时候有这样子一个约。
Because if I were to, you know, make a couple thousand dollars, I could probably find someone to sign the papers, be like, now you're an American citizen, we're married, but we're not really married.
如果我是很有钱的人，可能我会很容易找到一个女的来跟我结婚，然后签这个结婚证书，但是事实上并不是真的结婚，只是为了身份。
But when there is love, then you're able to kill off your desires very easily.
但是如果你们当中真的有那一份爱的话，你会可以除去你心里的那些欲望的。
It's not that the desires don't exist.
并不是说那个欲望并不存在。
But you kill off the flesh.Because of the love and the relationship.
那你自己愿意把这样的一个欲望把它致死，是因为你有这样的一个关系跟这样一份爱。
I mean, this happens a lot of times when we look from the outside towards a couple.
从我们很多时候从外面外表来看一对夫妇。
We say, how could such a beautiful girl be with such a not that good-looking guy?
我们可能会问说，怎么这样一个漂亮的女的会跟这样一个看起来不怎么样的男的在一起
？Maybe he has a PhD.
或许这个男的有一个博士学位，或是很有钱。
Or maybe he has a good personality. He's funny.
或许他的性格很好，他很有趣。
And then they're very in love.
那看到他们很相爱。
And you're confused.
那你觉得很奇怪。
As a single guy, you're like, you should just marry me. I'm better looking.
那我自己在单身的时候说，我会想，那个女的，你应该来嫁给我，怎么嫁给这样一个男的呢
？But they have fun. They post on Instagram. They're doing all these great things.
但是看到他们对那一对他们相处的非常好，然后常常把他们在一起的一些情形啊、放在这些社交群体上面。
And it's like they don't notice anybody else.
看到他们在一起，好像他们都没有注意到旁边还有任何其他的人一样。
Because the heart has changed.
因为他们的心是改变的。
You see, that is what it means to kill the deeds of the flesh with the spirit.
这个就是我们说要借着圣灵来制止身体恶行的意义。
Because when we become believers, the spirit has completely changed.
所以当我们成为信徒的时候，圣灵在我们里面就完全来改变我
们。And it's not that the circumstances have changed, because the world is the same back then and now.
当我们信主以后，其实整个的环境，这个世界并没有改变，还是一样的。
Christians are always worried, oh, politically, it's not a Christian nation anymore. There's homosexuality, there's liberalism, there's all this stuff around.
我们基督徒在今天的美国社会可能常常担心说这个政治的问题啦，让这个社会文化改变的问题啊，很多问题。
Do you know where we got that from?
你知道这些是从哪里来的呢
？You know at what period of time that was prevalent? What this type of culture was very, very.流行 yeah.
什么时候这样子一个文化开始流行呢
？During the Roman times.
在罗马帝国的时候
，homosexuality was allowed.
在罗马帝国的时候就已经有同性恋了。
Idolatry was allowed.
在那时候就有淫乱了。
There was corruption in the government.
在那时候政治就已经很腐败了。
There was murders and wars.
在那时候就有很多谋杀跟征战。
There was philosophy and secular philosophy.
在那个时候就有很多世俗各样的哲学。
Brothers and sisters, it doesn't take a changed nation for us to continue to be Christians.
所以我们并不需要有一个国家整个被改变才能够改变我们成为一个基督徒。
Because there are Christians in non-Christian nations that continue to thrive more than us here.
事实上我们看到一些所谓不是基督教的国家也有很多基督徒在那里不断的影响其他基督徒更来越来越多的信徒。
See, because it's not about the culture or the circumstances, it's about the Spirit of God that resides within us.
所以我们的信仰并不是在于这一个文化或是这一个世界怎么样，而是在我们心里面的那个圣灵的影响。
Because it says, if children, then heirs, heirs of God, fellow heirs with whom? Christ.
因为这里讲到说，我们既是儿女，便是后嗣。就是神的后嗣和基督同为后嗣。
You see, that promise does not indicate that right now on this earth that anything may change.
这里的应许并不是告诉我们说我们现在在这个地上什么事情都会改变了。
It's not that when we are here, all of a sudden, everything and God has come down, so therefore now there is a Christian nation.
并不是说现在我们称为基督徒，神就会来了，什么事情都改变，我们现在就是一个基督的国家。
It means that.The people of God, regardless of circumstances, remain the heirs with Christ.
这里讲到说，神的儿女，不管环境是怎么样，我们仍然就是神的后嗣。
And when that spirit has changed,
当圣灵改变了我们
then sin is much easier to deal with.
那时候我们就很容易来处理罪的问题。
You see, we can keep people apart.
我们可以远离人。
We can make laws against, you know, doing what we consider to be evil or sinful.
我们可以立一些规条，认为说这一切都是有罪的。
We can do all those things. Do you know what we become?
我们可以做很多事情，可是你知道我们会变成什么吗
？Roman Catholic Church.
我们就会变成是天主教徒。
Historically, there was a separation between Christianity and the government.
在历史上有一段时间，政府跟基督教信仰是分开的。
The Emperor Constantine Augustus, right, came in and said, "No, the national religion should be Christianity."
但是康斯坦丁大帝他却认为说，这个基督教要成为一个国家的宗教。
And so he promoted Christianity. Said, "Everybody try to be Christian."
所以他要每一个人都成为基督徒。
And to me, I'm like, "Oh, that's a pretty good idea, right?"
对我来讲，我觉得哎，这个主意也是不错的。
And so then.That entire culture grew and they came out to all these quote-unquote Christian nations, America, England, France, Spain, Germany, all these nations, Italy, became Christian nations.
因着这样的一个概念跟文化，所以现在有开始所谓的基督教国家，美国、英国、德国、法国、西班牙、意大利。
But if we were to consider the Spirit of God, did they follow it?
但是事实上在这当中我们有看到多少是真的有神的灵在他们里面让他们来跟真正的 跟从神呢
Because the last thing we need to understand amongst all this is what exactly then is the Spirit of God?
因为在我们刚讲这么多的事情我们要来明白就是神的灵是什么
Because if we're supposed to have the Spirit of God and with the Spirit we kill sin
因为我们是应该要有神的灵，然后借着这个灵，我们能够来治死罪。
And so then we are adopted, and we're sons and daughters of Christ.
然后我们就能够成为神的儿女，成为神的后嗣。
And then we are then people of Christ, and we can be glorified with Christ.
然后我们就成为主的神的儿女，我们可以荣耀神。
But then, what is the Spirit that they're talking about here?
但是我们这里所要谈的灵，圣灵是指什么呢？
Because if we don't understand the purpose of the Spirit and what the Spirit is, we will never be able to follow the Spirit's calling.
因为我们如果不知道圣灵的意思跟圣灵是什么，我们就没有办法来跟从这个圣灵。
And after all this time that we've had this conversation, we talked about this, or I've talked about this.
在我讲了这个这么多之后，
Does having the Spirit mean don't sin?
那圣灵是指说不要犯罪吗？
Answer is no.
答案是 不对的。
Does the Spirit mean we just need to evangelize?
圣灵是指说我们要去传福音吗？
The answer is also no.
答案也是不对。
What the Spirit causes us to do is to give God glory.
因为圣灵要我们所做的是让我们归荣耀给神。
Our lack of sin may not bring God glory.
我们不再犯罪不一定能够荣耀神。
Think about that very carefully. Our lack of sin or abstaining from sin may not give God glory.
我们没有罪并不一定能够让我们归荣耀与神。
It doesn't mean that sin gives God glory.
那当然不是说罪能够归荣耀给神。
But not sinning doesn't necessarily give God glory.
但不再犯罪并不一定能够归荣耀与神。
If that was the case,
如果是这样的话，
then all of us who have never murdered anybody, glory to God.
那我们都从来不谋杀人，那我们就是归荣耀与神了。
That's not the case, right?
但是不是这样子的。
You see, the Spirit of God is to give him glory. That is the ultimate purpose.
圣灵最终的目的就是要归荣耀于神。
And if our evangelism and our abstaining from sin or any of the actions we take do not give God glory, then we have missed the purpose of the Spirit of God.
如果我们今天是一个会传福音的人，我们今天不再犯罪，可是我们并没有归荣耀于神，那我们就失去其中最重要的意义了。
Even performing miracles or being a pastor or a speaker does not mean you are giving God glory.
甚至你能够行神迹，或是你能够做一个讲员，或是牧师，并不代表你能够归荣耀于神。
You see, there's a scary and not scary verse for me.
有一个令人害怕的经文，还有不令人害怕的经文。
And it says, many will come to me in those days.
在圣经说，很多人来到我这里。
And will tell me, Lord, Lord, did we not do miracles in your name and cast out demons in your name?
他们说。主啊，我们不是奉你的名来行神迹，奉你的名来除鬼吗？
And God says, I never knew you.
神却对我们说，我不认识你们。
You see, right there we know,
我们看到这里，
that if we act like we're Christians, it may not mean that we're actually Christians.
我们看到说，我们虽然做出来的，行出来好像是基督徒，我们并不一定真的是基督徒。
Because while they did miracles and cast out demons in the name of Christ,Christ was not in them.
因为当他们觉得他们自己在奉主名行神迹或是除鬼的时候，其实主耶稣并没有在他们心里面。
The power of God continued to work.
神的能力继续在工作。
But the individual before God was not an heir or son or daughter of God.
但是他们所做的那些事情，并没有让那些人成为神的后嗣或者神的儿女。
See, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹。
When we have the Spirit of God within us,
当我们有神的灵在我们的里面时，
there should be a spirit of freedom.
应该我们会有一个自由的灵。
Because a spirit of freedom is what draws people to the gospel.
因为那个自由的灵就是可以帮助引领人来到福音。
And then leads people to God so that God may be glorified.
而接受福音，然后能够相信神来荣耀神。
It is not the rest of the life that we as Christians live on a day-to-day basis.
并不是我们平常在每一天所做的这些事情。
We need to start thinking about what gives God glory.
我们要开始来思想我们怎么样能够归荣耀与神。
Because if we think about that,
如果我们思想这件事情
，and our heart has changed to be a person of God. Our heart has changed to be a person of God.
我们改变了我们的心，而成为是一个合神心意的人。
Then when we live, our abstinence of sin becomes attractive.
那我们活着想要，我们活着一个跟罪没有关系的生活的时候，就会影响人了。
So let me give you an example.
让我给你们一个举一个例子。
And I'll close with this.
那我就在这里结束。
So there is again, my dad tells a story of when I was younger.
我小时候，我爸妈还讲了一个故事。
He said that we had someone living with us because you know, like immigrants, a lot of times will help each other out.
我们都知道早期移民的人，他们都彼此帮助。
And so my dad was already starting to work. He had gotten his PhD, and we were allowing a graduate student to stay with us,免费 no fee, no rent, right?
那时候有一些人来这里读博士学位，那我父亲就让他们住在我们家里，没有给他们收房租。
And so then this guy was from China or Taiwan somewhere, and he liked two things that my dad would not allow him to do in the house.
有一个不知道是从台湾或中国大陆来的住在我们家，他喜欢做两件事情，可是这两件事情是我父亲不允许他做的。
He liked to smoke and drink.
他喜欢喝酒又抽烟。
And one day, was talking to my dad.
有一天他跟我父亲说话。
And he said, in one arm you've got Albert.
他跟我父亲说，你一方面你有 Albert， 你的儿子。
And in the other hand you have a Bible.
另外一只手上面你有圣经。
That's so boring.
你的生活实在是太无聊。
I, on the other hand,
我在另外一方面来
说 no kids,
我没有孩子
no rules,
我没有任何规条
I can go out and smoke and drink all I want.
我只要喜欢，我就可以出去外面喝酒抽烟
And then so then, my dad asked him a very simple question.
我父亲就问他一个简单的问题
He said, okay, so you say my life is boring, right?
他说，哦，所以你说我的生活很无聊无趣的
I'm okay with that.
但我没有关系啊。
Let me ask you a question.
让我问你一个问题。
Why do you smoke and drink?
为什么你抽烟喝酒呢？
And so then the young man had to think.
那个年轻人就想了一下。
And in Chinese it makes more sense, so I'll do it in Chinese.
中文比较能够表达意思，所以我要讲中文。
哎，无聊吧。I'm bored. Why does he need to do that? Oh, well, because what else is there to do?
他为什么要抽烟喝酒呢？因为他想不到其他的事情可以做。
You see, the difference is then my dad said to him, "Well, for me, this is purpose."
那我爸爸就跟他说，这边是我的孩子，这个是我的目的。
And this is purpose.
那这个也是我的目的。
And so then, which life looks more attractive to you?
那哪一种生活对你来讲是比较吸引人的呢
？You see, if you contrast with that.Oh, I don't smoke, I don't drink, but I'm just so burdened with avoiding sin and living a Christian life.
那如果说我们今天是说，哦，我不抽烟，我不喝酒，但是我身上充满重担，因为我就很害怕犯罪。
Mom and Dad, everybody else is hanging out and partying. Why can't I go?
那我跟他说，爸爸妈妈大家都在外面开派对交朋友。
I'm so boring.
那我现在在家里好无聊。
And if someone sees you.Living a Christian life like that, why would they want to be a Christian?
那如果有人看到你活的基督徒生活是这个样子，有谁想要成为基督徒呢？
But if you have a spirit of purpose,
但是如果你有一个有目的、有意义的灵在你里面，
and other people realize that and see that,
而别人也看见了，也明白了，
and they see a life without fear,
他们看见你过的是一个没有恐惧的生活，
they will want that life.
他们会想要有这样的生命的。
Why do some people drink?
为什么有些人喝酒呢？
Because they're scared.
因为他们心里有恐惧。
They either need to forget something.
他们必须要把一些事情遗忘。
Or they need to join in with someone else.
或是他们需要跟一群人在一起。
Everybody is drinking.
每一个人都在喝酒。
Alcohol tastes terrible.
这个酒精其实尝起来是很不好。
But since you do it, I got to do it, and you got to do it, and I got to do it, and then everybody's looking like, oh, everybody drink? Okay, we'll all drink.
那因为你做了，我要做；因为他做了，我也想做，大家都一起做。
See, I understand some people are wine connoisseurs. They like the taste of wine.
我知道有些人是喜欢尝酒的。
But to me,
但是对我,
when I think about the first guy who discovered wine,
当我想到那一个, 发现酒的那一个人,
he's not going to sit there and be like, this smells rotten, I'm going to eat it. This smells rotten, like the fruit is rotten, I'm going to try it.
那一个人他在, 尝到一个东西就想要说好像是腐烂的食物腐烂的水果我来试试看
And you see a lot of our lives go back and forth doing things we don't want just because we don't have purpose
很多时候我们做一些事情但是其实那些事情并不是我们真的想做的只是因为我们生活没有目的
But when someone comes in contact with us do they see purpose and the spirit of God
但是当有人接触到我们的时候他们是不是可以从我们身上看见我们生命的目的意义还有我们跟神的关系
You see, a lot of times sinning versus not sinning is not really the issue
很多时候犯罪或是不犯罪不是真正的问题
It's why are you doing the things that you do
真正的问题是你为什么要做你在做的事情
Do you live as a son or daughter of God?
你是不是像你是一个神的儿女这样在活着呢
？Proud, excited to be in the presence of the Lord.
你是很兴奋的，很高兴的在神的面前。
And I wasn't talking aggressive like you need to be a Christian. You need, that's not a life of joy.
那如果是有人跟你说你必须要成为基督徒，你必须要成为基督徒，这个并不是生活上的喜乐。
Do you live a life when someone looks at you and they look at their own life?
那如果有人是看见你的生活跟你的生命，有他们看着自己的生命跟自己的生活。
And they say, "I have money, I have power, I have position."
他们说我有钱，我有权力，我有地位。
I don't have what you have.
但是我并没有你所拥有的。
See, when that happens, then the churches will grow and God will be given glory.
当这样事情真的发生的时候，这个教会就会成长，神就会得到荣耀。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Lord God, we pray today.
亲爱的神，我们今天祷告。
That you would give us your spirit.
你将你的灵赐给我们。
That we would be completely changed from the inside out.
我们真的是从里面完全的被改变。
And that we would remember to give you glory at all times.
而我们也记得任何时刻都能够归荣耀于你。
For what we profess with our mouth, may we live it out in our lives.
用我们口里所承认的，我们在我们的生活中真实活出来。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告。阿门。
Amen. Amen.